There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here. We're talking about activist tactics. As usual, when somebody does some activism and does it in a public manner, they get all kinds of critique. Sorry, Conan.
Screw with the tactics of the activists in the area, because they've got their own way of doing things, but you also mess with the locals and the establishment.
What do you mean? When you say you, who's you?
When you, as an activist, any kind of activist.
Okay, so you, the listener, or Ian Freeman?
You, as an activist. Right. If you're trying to get anything done,
You're
going to piss someone off.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to piss the natives, the other activists, the folks in power. They don't want you coming in and changing how things have been done. And some people are like, well, we don't want to burn bridges. We don't want to poison wells. So you've got to do it this way. You've got to write letters to the editor.
People get upset about that, too.
In people's faces and calling them cranky. I mean, because you're ruining the movement.
Well, they say here, there's Dennis Goddard. He's a frequent caller, or frequent enough. If you've been a long-time listener to Free Talk Live, you know Dennis's voice. He's frequently calling about things going on in the State House here in New Hampshire, talking about how politics can actually make a difference here. And I agree with him on all of those things. He actually persuaded me to get involved in the political system here in New Hampshire. When I moved here as part of the Free State Project, this libertarian migration that you and I are both members of, Conan, I was ready to quit voting. I was ready to, call it, I'm done with this. This is a waste of time. But Dennis convinced me that it isn't a waste of time in New Hampshire, and I'm certain he's correct about that.
Especially New Hampshire, where there's, you have more options.
And that's because when you're a state rep in New Hampshire, there's 400 of them, so they don't have very much power. It's easy to get elected if, all you're really marketing yourself to is 3,000 people. You do the division, 1.4 million people divided by 400, it comes up to around 3,500 or something like that per state rep on average. And so, state reps can win an election for $500. Now, of course, that $500 is more than you'll get paid as a state rep, right? So this is not a money-making expedition here as doing politics.
Yeah, I find it funny that representatives in the area actually have to fill out, forms claiming how much contributions they received. I mean, it's like, come on.
If you
under a certain amount. Yeah.
Right. If you're over $500 in contributions, there is a form. It's not particularly complicated. But I ran an election for governor in 2014 just for fun. I didn't have any illusion that I was going to be able to win the primary. But I spent $2.50 and received $100 for my campaign. So I didn't have to report anything.
Right.
And I was running for governor.
Yeah, I think for reps it's like $5,000 or something. Anything over $5,000, you have to report it and then fill.
I would be shocked if that were the case. I think it's probably $500 for them as well. Because if it's $500 for the governor, it's going to be $500 for a state rep. So you can make a difference here. Dennis is right about a lot of things he says. But I think he's absolutely wrong saying the JP was out of line in this video. If you want to see it for yourself, go to FreeKeen.com, I think the first article on the page as we're speaking right now. It's a quick little video. It's about 2.5 minutes long, and it shows this state representative just haranguing JP for recording video of her getting pulled over by a police officer on the main street of Keene, and JP's getting all kinds of heat for this.
There are videos that have come out of Free Keene that deserve, complaints from people like Goddard. I mean, maybe the Derek J. Crossing guard lady with the sign. I mean,
they're treating JP like this is the crossing guard.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think this is.
Well,
this,
she's an old lady. The crossing guard was an old lady, so you can't pick on old ladies.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe if you want to be a state rep and get things done, you've got to be an old lady because no one will ever come and question you ever.
So Dennis had said that JP was rude, and I'm sorry, the woman is rude in the video. The state rep is the one who's rude by telling him to stop recording, leave her alone.
JP has a Boston accent. Maybe that's what it was.
Is it Boston? I thought it was like
New York. He's got a New England accent. He's got that, hey, what are you going to do? You going to mess with me? Huh?
If he's even raising his voice at all, it's just so he can be heard because he's not right next to her. He's, he's in Main Street. It's loud. There's a lot of traffic going by.
I don't know why JP sounds like he is harassing this old lady.
I don't think he does. No, he doesn't to me.
But right. he's got that going on, so maybe it's about his accent. Maybe he sounds like he's harassing through his accent. I don't know.
So further, Dennis Goddard, the critic here, says that the article text, what I wrote to present the video on Free Keen, I usually just write
a paragraph.
So this
is yours or JP?
This is JP's video. I was not there.
But you actually presented
it. The article.
It was your commentary, your highlights.
Right. So I basically said, look, this state rep, Gladys Johnson, doesn't appear to understand the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights, Article 22, which protects the freedom of the press, or Article 8, which says government agents will be open and accountable. Now, you said that so far, and we've read the first two paragraphs, that this is not shrill. That this is not, what is the other word he used? Shrill and childish.
It sounds newsworthy. It sounds like you've hitting all the buttons. You're getting all the important parts out.
So here's the one more paragraph.
And you're doing them in small words so the little people can understand.
All right. So here's the last paragraph. It's fairly short. This is certainly not how a state representative should behave, especially in front of a camera. You'd think she'd know something about the freedom to record, considering she co-sponsored the bill to mandate police body cameras, currently retained in committee. So I linked to the bill. You can go and read it if you want. However, her bill does not allow the public access to the police footage, which is a huge issue and goes to show that Johnson is just an arch statist to the core. Right? So she doesn't support police accountability. She doesn't want you to be able to access the footage that they have if this bill were to pass, and it hasn't yet passed. So she's not necessarily a fan of being able to record the police, obviously. She thinks the police should be recording their own stuff, but keeping it for their own internal purposes.
Yeah, that video should be going straight to New Hampshire Police Raw. .org.
Okay, so I called her an arch statist, but that's what I believe about her, right? Like, that's not shrill. Going on, her New Hampshire Liberty Alliance report card for 2014 ranks her as a D-, and then I link to that in case you want to look at it. In the yet-to-be-released 2015 rankings, which came out on Sunday, but the actual publishing of it didn't happen, I think, until late last night. In the yet-to-be-released 2015 rankings, Johnson scored as dereliction of duty, meaning she missed 70% or more of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance scored votes. The NHLA recommends she step down from office as a result of missing
so many
important votes.
What year was that? Because someone said that she was in the hospital for like a whole season.
Dereliction of duty, that was 2015, so that's this year.
Yeah, she might have actually been in the hospital.
I don't have that detail. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
right?
Well, all right.
Either way, not shrill, not childish. That's it. That's the end of the article. The NHLA, how do I know they recommend she step down from office? Because when I was reading in their documentation about what does DER mean, because, next to her grades, they got these grades for all the state reps. It's A through F, and there's D-E-R. So I went and I checked.
DER,
you know, what
is
like, as in dereliction of duty.
Okay, gotcha.
And so when I read the description of what does that mean to be a derelict of duty, well, 70%. So I'm basically just putting in the NHLA's description.
Did you happen to see any more DERs and behind?
There was like a couple.
A couple.
There weren't that many of them. Not just in Cheshire County, but I mean a couple of all of
New Hampshire. Because, by the way, that would be my only problem, even if they're paying for my gas. Driving from here to Concord.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Especially in the wintertime, Conan. These state representatives, when they meet and do their business, it's happening during the wintertime. It doesn't happen any other months of the year. So
I'd be like, man, I got Skype. Come on now. I mean, come on. It's 2015. Let me Skype it.
Well, you know, one of the things they'll do, apparently, is the local reps here in Keene will carpool. So that way they don't have to pay for gas each way, but they all
get
like,
gas. I'd be like, at least, local reps, here's, what, 5 plus 2 of us, 7 of us?
Yeah.
Let's just all go to city council and use their Granicus system, the TV system there. We can all Skype in at the same time and have a little round table of it. Come on.
They're not set up
for
that.
I mean, how much money would we save New Hampshire in gas alone if we were to do something like that?
Probably quite a bit.
A lot, yeah.
So, okay, so your opinion, Conan, a shrill, childish article here?
As far as the video is concerned, I've never been a fan.
But the article, the text of the article.
The text is great. It's newsworthy.
It's informative.
It hits all the points. It's informative.
Right.
I don't have any problem with it. Maybe her grading and the, I don't, no, you know,
that's
what?
Informative.
No, screw that. It's all good. It's all good.
That gives you perspective on who this lady is and why it matters that she's being held to account.
Now, past articles, past videos, maybe not. Maybe I can't get, and maybe this guy is feeding off of, you know,
that's
the past.
What I think. I wonder if this had happened in Concord or the Lakes region and somebody else had put a very similar video out, would it have gotten the same
exactly.
response? We'll come back. You can share your thoughts here. Coming up, a restaurateur targets a toddler and yells at the toddler in the restaurant. Conan's got the story. It leads to a larger conversation about bad customer service or good customer service.
I hate kids.
How do you handle this situation? 855-453 is our number. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Join us here toll-free or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you do need to send a contact request first if you haven't yet done so. We'll approve it. Then we'll it's easy for you at that point to call us here on Skype. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Conan's here, courtesy of Black Sheep Rising. It is a monthly video cast coming out of our very own Keene, New Hampshire, focusing on the activists here, the local kind of political scene sometimes, local news, commentary.
We cover anything that we find thrilling and fun to listen to. For example, Mike called in first thing this evening. He enjoyed the thugs at Pork Fest. He didn't enjoy them, but he enjoyed Ian confronting these bad boys. We talked about it for a good 30-40 minutes.
Yeah, I wasn't alone on that.
On the last show, and we had four of us talking about it, and we really broke it down, made it easy to digest, and we brought our own spin, of course. That was last episode. New episode coming this Sunday. Go to the Facebook page, Facebook/...
you guys record on Sundays, but you
record
don't
on Sundays.
Sunday.
You know, I put it out, a couple days to a week later. Mm-hmm. You can watch the live stream. We do have a couple of diehard fans who love the live stream. They love the comment during.
Cool.
I can't personally watch live streaming. I think it's... because I like to put the good quality. I edit everything together. The videos that always get
live
flagged
too
on YouTube.
Rough for your...
Live stream's a little too rough for me.
Go to blacksheeprising.org. Check out the show. There's also an audio podcast you can subscribe to.
Correct. If you can't watch the videos, like me, there is the audio option. Listen to it while on your drive or, at work. That's how I would prefer to do it. But, hey, get the video option. It's at YouTube as well.
All right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Pete. He's on the line in Pennsylvania via Skype. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
So last night, you guys were talking about how, Chris Cantwell had sort of made up with the police and, how he sort of reconciled about his use of a firearm. And maybe that's not the best idea all the time. And you had mentioned something, Ian, that, kind of struck me wrong. And I wanted to, just understand more. So you had mentioned the philosophy of when you show a firearm or you're going to use a firearm, don't take it out of the holster or don't brandish it unless you're going to use it. And then you said the other philosophy could be, if you are prepared to use it. And I just want to be clear about that sort of distinction there, because the former sounds very dangerous to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember what I was told from some people in the gun community, but this is not an uncommon belief. And it's one or the other, and maybe both are fairly common out there. There is a belief, and please, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but there is a belief amongst the gun owning community that if you're going to pull a gun on somebody, you should if you're going to pull a gun, you should fire the gun. Basically, is sort of the rule out there, and I don't agree with that rule, and now, neither does Chris Cantwell now. I mean, he used to believe in that, but then he realized that that's not an appropriate thing to do in all instances.
I was raised with the opinion that if you ever point a gun at anything, your intentions are to fire on it.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can pull your gun out of your holster.
Yep.
To keep it down at your side,
mm-hmm.
and you have it on the ready. But if you point that at something, your intentions are to fire on it, and that's that should never ever come unless you're dealing with a serious threat. Just having it in your hand should be
Chris pulled the gun, pointed it, and did not fire.
All right,
right?
That was probably a little overboard.
So what that would imply is that you can never take someone prisoner, at gunpoint, because as soon as the gun's in your hand and you point it at them, your free will goes out the window and you shoot them right in the chest.
It's a bad rule. I mean, right? But that's a relatively common thing. I've heard it multiple times.
And I don't know that it's a rule. It's like etiquette. It's like just don't do these things. This is not proper procedure. But I don't know, because I'm not a serious gun owner, so I don't really know. I don't carry, by the way, so I don't know what the rules really are.
I would say I'm a serious gun owner. I have my concealed carry permit. Mm-hmm. But I would say, if someone's pointing at you, it's safe to assume they're intending to shoot you.
Right.
But pointing the gun at someone else does not necessarily imply that you're going to shoot them, nor should you shoot them. So I've never come across the terminology where, don't point the gun at someone unless you're going to shoot them. Sometimes you have to point it at someone in case you have to shoot them, you know, in a split second. And you don't necessarily have your finger on the trigger.
Now, I will say, if you do end up pointing your gun at someone, you still don't want to shoot them. I would say that, yeah, exactly.
No, you're gonna have all sorts of laws.
You're never gonna live that down.
You're guaranteed, unless nobody's around, you're guaranteed, you know, going to jail. Not necessarily for prison, but at least you're going to jail. You're gonna have to go see a judge.
So. Yeah. But yeah, so last resort. It is the absolute last resort. Do not point your gun at someone unless you intend to actually shoot that person, cut them up, and take them home and eat them.
Yeah,
bury them in your basement. And that's because, like you said, you're not going to live it down.
The point that was made yesterday is that there's a big difference between you're going to shoot someone and it is your intention to shoot someone, right? Because your intention can change in that moment if the person backs off.
Or it's a willingness to move your finger 2 inches to the trigger and stop the threat. So
you've never heard anyone say in the gun community that if you're going to pull your gun, you should shoot the gun.
No, no.
Yeah, I haven't.
I don't
either.
Know who brings this up. That's absolute madness.
It is madness, but that doesn't mean it's not something that people say.
That's kind of like, you know what? It's kind of tough talk. No, that's kind of in line with if you draw your samurai sword, it's got to taste blood.
Yeah. It's tough talk, right?
So you can only show the metal. You can't, if you pull it all the way out, it has to be dipped in the blood of your victim.
It's go time.
It's go time.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go, Pete. Anything else?
Last thing, just to dispel the myth about the trigger pulls, the weight of force that's required to activate a trigger on a revolver versus a semi-automatic pistol. You know, I did some quick research. What I mean by trigger pull is how much does your finger have to press in order to activate the trigger.
Yeah, and all guns are different, and you can actually work on that and lessen it on guns. Yep. It's true.
So just for some clarification, your standard police issue Glock, factory Glock is going to have a 5.5 pound trigger pull, but frequently jurisdictions will add on additional springs to make that, or a heavier spring to make that trigger pull even harder. Hmm. So, standard New York trigger would bring it to 11 pounds, just to prevent, you know, to actually remove any sort of doubt that this action of pulling the trigger was anything but intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Your Colt Python 357 that you got, that sort of iconic pistol, that has a 9 pound trigger pull if the hammer is already down. But if the hammer is pulled back initially, you know, you see somebody cock the hammer with their thumb, that would have a 4 pound trigger pull. And then I looked up the mil spec, the military specification for an AR is between 5.5 and 9.5 pounds.
Wow. So everyone except the New York police have, you know, regular standard trigger pull, but they've got, you said 11 pounds. So if
11.
Yeah. Now, what about a revolver? What's a trigger pull on that?
Well, the Colt Python that I quoted, the 1969 version, 8 pounds if it hammer's cocked and 4 pounds. Mm. Sorry, 8 pounds uncocked, 4 pounds cocked. So
you're saying they're so there's some comparable ones, because I know when I fired a semi, it's like really easy to pull a trigger on those compared to a revolver where you know if you have to actuate the hammer. Hey, thanks Pete for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We're coming up on Free Talk Live at 855 450 free.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Comment on the activist discussion, guns, whatever is on your mind. Also, we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, maybe you want to get some Bitcoin. The price has gone up over the last couple of months. It was around 230-something. It's now in the, like, 270, 280 range. That's U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. Now, you don't have to buy a full Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy $40 worth of Bitcoin over at expresscoin.com. Any amount up to $40, if you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at expresscoin.com, you will get that cryptocurrency with no fee. Normally, when you transfer one currency to another, there's a fee involved. Not at ExpressCoin. That's because they want to get Bitcoin into your hand, so to speak. Of course, it's a digital currency, so you can't actually really touch it. But you can go to ExpressCoin.com, get your cryptocurrency with money order or check, and you can do it easily. It's safe, it's fast, and it's inexpensive. Start at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can also get some altcoins like Litecoin or Dogecoin, but Bitcoin's the real attraction, in my opinion. ExpressCoin.com, you do it from your smartphone, via their app, or just go straight through their website and get your cryptocurrency with no fee, up to $40 worth over at ExpressCoin.com. If you go above 40, then you're looking at a 3% fee, which is super reasonable. It's probably one of the best fees you'll find out there in the business. Go to ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget coupon code FTL. Whether or not you're getting 40 or more or less, use the coupon code anyway. That way they know that it's Free Talk Live that is sending it or sending you to them. So ExpressCoin.com, code FTL. Let's go to Andy. He is on the line via Skype. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Hi there, Aiden. I'm coming in. My name's Andy. Yes, I'm from Long Island.
Welcome.
I want to talk about credit scores today. I think they should be abolished. I think they're a joke.
Why?
The scores are completely almost like random, and I'm supposed
really?
To go around using my time and money to correct their mistakes. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So, have you encountered this? Have you've gone through the process of trying to rectify errors on your credit report?
Actually, I've given up on that. But, the thing that gets me is the fact that they abuse these scores, and they're not even being used for credit. I mean, I try to get an apartment, and they use the score for that. Or I try to get a job, and they're trying to base my employment record on my spending habits. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How are you supposed to have a job if your credit score is low and you can't bring the score back up unless you have a job to pay off your credit? And it's crazy.
It's definitely a cycle that you can get stuck in, a deep, dark hole. But, I mean, how would you propose that lenders, money lenders, or, say, for example, apartment owners who have their personal property on the line.
Right, they're lending you a resource.
Yeah, they're lending you a resource. How do you propose that these individuals or companies protect their resource?
Well, what did they do before credit scores? I mean, they did background checks. They found out if you were employed. They found out, you could do basic background checks and find out if somebody's worthy of having an apartment. I mean, please.
And of course, most apartment lenders worth their salt will actually have you go get that background check. It's like $7 most places or whatever.
Oh, really?
And actually bring it to them so you can find out, who they stiffed during the years, or are they a criminal background or whatnot.
That way the apartment owner isn't paying for a bunch of credit score checks.
Exactly, because they'll get a whole bunch of them. But you can actually prevent a lot of riffraff from coming to your doorstep in the get go.
So, I mean, did something happen, Andy, where your credit score went into the tank? Did you have a period of time in your life where you weren't particularly responsible?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got laid off, and you lose your job, and you fall back behind on your credit score. Mm. And then every time you look for a job, they're telling you, "Well, your credit score is low," and they won't give you a job. So how are you supposed to get back on track?
I have never heard.
They can't tell you that, can they?
I didn't know that employers checked. They can do a background check, but I didn't know they checked your credit.
Oh yeah, they do everything. They look at your Facebook, see what kind of background you have. They do everything. You know that.
Well, I mean, it is an indicator of responsibility, right? I mean, if somebody is an irresponsible person, maybe I don't want that person working for me. It's a rudimentary thing. I mean, obviously, it's not fair to judge somebody today by who they were 20 years ago. If when you were in college or whatever, you were just spending all kinds of money on a credit card and then you never paid it off, then that's going to look bad. But if you're 40 and you've got better financial habits, but yet that credit score sort of chased you along throughout your entire life and you've never been able to rectify it, then it's not fair to judge somebody based on the past. But unfortunately, when you are looking at 100 different applications, if you think about the job market in some places, there's a lot of people that want a job, and they might be, there might be 200 applicants for one position. This is just one way to cross a bunch of names off the list and get to the best possible applicants. I mean, I'm not happy about that for you, because it sounds like it's pretty frustrating. But if you look at it from the employer's perspective, it makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah, I don't know the complete inner workings of all the I's and T's that get crossed during a credit check. But I know, for example, that if you don't pay a utility bill, I mean, that's 10 points, 20 points right there.
Wow.
I mean, it can go down really, really quick. But, I mean, what are the other options? Because I feel...
Well, there's some sort of reputation.
Yeah, as long as they're not being manipulated by the people in power and to do ill to us folks, I think it's a great thing. I'm very proud of my credit rating. It's up there, but I take good care of it too.
I don't even know what mine is, but I presume it's good because I'm never late with payments.
And we know that you have good credit because you just happened to go through with a deal just now.
That was something else entirely. It didn't require a credit check. But Andy, what was your experience like in trying to rectify it? I mean, you say you've given up. So it obviously was frustrating, but what did you try?
First of all, it's an invasion of privacy. I mean, you got three companies, right? And they're supposedly keeping track of you know, your
TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Right, right. So you got these guys. I mean, if it was my medical background, I mean, that's supposed to be private, right? What's the difference if you know, you got companies?
Well, the difference is it's useful to know this stuff. I mean, if somebody is fiscally irresponsible, you don't want to give that person a loan.
Well, it's useful to know my medical background, too, if they're going to hire me based on that.
Or to give you health insurance. If I was a health insurance provider, I would demand that you give me your health background so that I could charge you accordingly.
That's why they ask if you smoke cigarettes when you call and you apply for health insurance.
Right, but you guys are libertarians. Do you think that's the right thing to do?
I'm all about the utopian society where we don't have to rely on regulations and government to take care of us. This is a prime example of what will take care of us. I rely on credit. I mean, how do you tell some guy just moved into town, he just got off his horse, and he wants to rent a room from you? Well, how am I supposed to know whether he's worth his salt?
If he's got enough cash, I don't care.
Well, maybe I'll charge him from month to month. He left his last domicile in complete ruin because he's, you know, how am I supposed to know that? I need background checks. I need credit checks. Otherwise, I don't know him from Adam.
I think a background check is different than a credit check. I mean, a background check, I could find out who his friends are, who he's working for, you know, things like that. I mean, that's what they used to do in the old days. I mean, there's nothing wrong. A credit score is about your spending habits. It has nothing to do with you know, how you behave in it.
Yeah, I agree as far as the employee.
But it's an indicator.
The employers are concerned. Yeah, if I was an employer, I wouldn't be checking your credit rating. I would be checking your background rating. If I was a money lender, I was going to lend you a mortgage amount, I would most definitely want to know, you know, whether you bankrupt when you were 20 or something.
Well,
or
just to be clear on something, Andy, being a libertarian, and I think Conan and I both qualify for that, doesn't mean you have a viewpoint on, a certain specific view on privacy matters. You can be a libertarian and be for privacy, like be super, you know, for privacy, super, super privacy, or you can be a libertarian and be for, you know, being completely open. I mean, being a libertarian just means you don't want to use the violence and the force of the government or any kind of violence, aggressive violence against peaceful people.
I just don't think the scores are accurate to begin with. So they're just completely.
I think there are some problems with the credit system. There's no doubt about that. And maybe we'll see some better, more robust reputation system in the future. Until then, this is about all we got. Thanks for the call tonight, Andy. I appreciate it. Good topic, though. I know a lot of people are dealing with this and trying to clean up their credit, and it is not an easy task from what I've heard.
It could stick with you.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Check talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll-free at 855-453. We've talked about activist tactics that are controversial, apparently confronting a state rep for being very rude and demanding someone turn off a video camera is considered a controversial thing among some in the liberty movement. But that's the nature of doing activism, is you're going to ruffle some feathers if it's effective. We've seen that also recently. There was a news headline here in Keene, actually, about, there was a shooting that happened at the military recruiting offices down in, was it Tennessee? Conan, was that
somewhere south?
Yeah, I think
some recruitment center got shot up, and of course, so there have been a lot of activists, in one shape or form, who have gone out of their way to go and protect these recruitment centers who are not allowed to arm their soldiers.
That's
which
right.
which is ridiculous, because and I don't really want to bring more standing troops on U.S. soil. But it's very ridiculous that you have military who go through the training to learn a weapon, learn how to fire it, learn how to defend themselves, learn how to kill bad guys,
and then they sit defenseless.
Whether you believe that's the right thing to do or not, and then they recruit on American soil and they can't defend themselves. So, anyways, a lot of them are previous military. By the way, the guys here in Keene, I think both of them were previous military.
So what's going on is our friend of the show, sometimes co-host Chris, Chris Not Cantwell. So Not Cantwell. He calls himself Chris Not Cantwell on the air. He is actually one of the people. He's with the Oath Keepers of New Hampshire.
Good group.
He's gone out, as well as like a few other folks, and they've been standing guard with open carrying what appear to be rifles or machine guns in the front of this recruiting center here in Keene. It's also apparently going on in Concord, maybe some other areas.
It's going on all over the U.S.
Yeah, and so is it Oath Keepers all over the place?
No. It's Oath Keepers in our area. I'm not sure how many of the other groups are of the same group. Yeah.
So this is also getting controversy within the liberty movement. There are some people who are saying, saying that...
How can these Yahoos stand out? I mean, what's next? Were they going to be standing out in front of Walmart protecting us from bad guys?
Well, there's also the viewpoint that they're making it look like, you know, they're sort of worshiping the military to some extent, like that, oh, let's protect our heroes in the military, that kind of thing. But I think, and I understand where the critics are coming from and everything, but I think that this is actually good activism, because what they're doing is... Like Chris, who's a Liberty guy, like this guy, no doubt, he's got his cred. He's hung out at your house, Conan, great guy. This is a Liberty guy.
He understands the Constitution. He understands right. The oath of office that he signed on to, which, by the way, if that's all they did, they'd be great, because they'd be actually protecting us from bad guys. What they're not doing is protecting us from bad guys. They're actually out there making us more bad guys through their actions, following, you know, corporate instructions, or, you know, the bigwigs out there who are you know, throwing these new wars at us every single year, you know, fighting wars that they don't have anything to do with anything except making more bad guys.
I'm no fan of military recruiters, but I don't think you have to be a fan of the military recruiters to advocate that they should also be able to defend themselves. They're human beings. They should have the right to self-defense just like everybody else. Now, is it some sort of army rule or whatever, like some kind of military rule that the recruiters can't carry? It's not a New Hampshire rule, is it?
I do not believe that is. I believe that is an internal rule. It's not a law. It's just a rule.
It's a military rule, code of justice.
But I mean, right? I mean, even on posts, there are lots and lots of weapons everywhere, and they are all locked behind closed doors.
You were in the Army, right?
Yeah, and they've all got identification numbers, and when you go sign one out, they know exactly where weapons are going. It's very, very hard to get
very
ammunition.
Controlled.
But, I mean, yeah, there's lots of empty weapons everywhere, but it's very, very, very controlled.
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember that story about the shooting down at Fort Hood a few years ago, right, where there was the guy who was on the military base, got his hands on some weapon, and then just shot people, and they couldn't defend themselves.
Yeah, it was probably his weapon, not something that he got off of the off of post.
So I think there are activists who are criticizing Chris because of his involvement in this, but he's one of the main guys who's setting this up, and I think that what he's doing here is good activism, because he's doing activism that's going to reach a different group of people.
And what page was he in on the Sentinel and then on WMUR?
I suspect he was on the front page.
There you go. There's one more example of someone.
But if you think about it, the kind of people that this is going to reach, standing out in front of a military recruiting center, talking about the Constitution, talking about the right to bear arms, talking about
Oath Keepers,
which is a group that essentially says, hey, I've sworn an oath to this Constitution. That means I'm not going to violate it.
I'm not going to take your weapons from you.
Right.
I'm not going to put you in internment camps. I'm not going to violate your rights in any way. I'm here to protect you. And that's usually what happens. You know, the first thing when a government, when a tyranny takes over, guess who they use to do the taking over?
They use the
military. And they throw you in camps, and they throw you in trailer carts, you know, cattle cars. And Oath Keepers are all about, we're not here to protect the tyranny. We're here to protect the people, first and foremost, and the Constitution.
That's an important message to get out there. And you're going to be reaching more of the kind of the righty types, the gun rights folks, the military supporters. And if you can reach military people with the Oath Keepers message, that hits them in their paradigm, right? That's a place where you can sort of put the wedge in and explain more about the ideas of freedom to those folks. So the kind of people that Chris and his Oath Keeper friends are reaching here with this outreach project is a different kind of people than I might reach if I went out and did marijuana civil disobedience, right? There's a whole different section of society that's going to see this activism and appreciate it, but yet he is getting torn apart by a couple of people on some of the activist forums, at least one person, who's just flipping out over this, like, oh, you're not principled enough, you should be dancing on the flag and, you know, standing guard out in front of a movie theater if you want to protect people or whatever.
Yeah, we're talking about militia Chris.
Yeah.
You know, he is in no way, shape, or form trying to, he's defending government as we know it.
He's not defending government.
He's all about being a part of his community, working within his community, and, of course, being a part of his militia. I don't know what group he's a part of.
Oath Keepers. I don't know. Is he militia?
I believe that he's militia.
Okay.
Oath Keepers is a whole other thing.
Right.
And what are you going to do? I mean, how are you going to protect yourself from the bad guys? And there will be bad guys. I mean, you can't get rid of
Well, you could argue that it's the men in the recruiting center that are doing bad things.
Right.
But, again, they are humans. They should be able to defend themselves. And, come on, let's be honest. This is symbolism. That's all this is. It's not like they're actually protecting the recruiters in any way, shape, or form. Look, I went to this building today. I go to the bank right next door to it. And there's a back door on this building, right? Like, if you really wanted to storm the recruiting center.
Right. This is not about the actual preventing bad guys from coming in or shooting up.
Right. It's about headlines.
It's about, yeah, exactly.
It's about outrage.
And there's a little bit of trolling going on.
You think so?
A little bit.
What level?
It's ruffling feathers.
Okay, yeah.
It's getting headlines, a front page headline.
Yes, it is.
And it's actually it's doing what we do best. It's bringing up what we do best, and that's debating the best way to do things. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
And it's bringing up the it's creating a conversation.
That's what's important. That's what activism. I think good activism does is it starts a conversation, and that's certainly. But it also gets people angry, and you know, people critique, and that's why I said to Chris was like, you can tell you're on the right track because people are fuming mad about this. Somebody's upset. You must be doing something right. At least that's how I feel about it. And obviously there's people who will critique that viewpoint. Like, oh, if you're upsetting people, that doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something right. Well, it just depends, right? Because whenever you do activism, you put yourself out there, you put your opinions out there, you're going to upset somebody.
You are questioning, in a lot of terms, you're questioning other people's religion.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't. What don't you talk about at the dinner table? You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. And sometimes you don't talk about in-laws. But I mean, those are the two big things you don't talk about. And why is that?
Those are the things you should be talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Why are government and religion in the same group? Because guess what? Government is
a religion.
It's a religion.
It's
and
a dangerous,
it really, really affects people. It's their beliefs. You know, this is how I do business, and you can't come at me and question how I do business.
It's so religious. In fact, it has very many trappings of religion. In the government courts, you're in pews in most government courtrooms. I mean, come on.
Taking your hat off.
Right. And then also the flag.
Standing at attention at the beginning of every meeting.
It's an icon. And
giving your oath.
It's an icon worship. You're worshiping an inanimate object. As though it has some
sort of, and you're probably hanging that inanimate object on the side of your house. And it's really horrible that people don't get this. And especially a lot of people.
Well, when you're in the cult, it's hard to get. It's hard to get a cult
member to say that. You better keep that religion out of my politics. And it's like, what do you think you're doing?
Well, I mean, we can see it, Conan, but other people would say that we're in a cult because you know we're in the freedom movement.
We're in a bubble. I'll say that.
What do you mean?
We're in a bubble. We have ideas and ideals. And we don't get the opportunity to hear the other side of the subject.
I don't know. You've got the opportunity right now, 855-453, if you want to give us the other side.
You, Ian, being a part of Free Talk Live, and I know you're in a bubble, but I mean, you do get to hear, you know, the other side of the subject a lot.
It's open phones all the time here on Free Talk Live, so if you want to tell us why the government isn't a cult or a religion, I'd love to hear you.
Or tell us why we are a cult or why we're in a bubble.
Yep. Well, I'm always open to critique. Here, come on in. 855-453, hour 3 is next.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.